Everything is dark. All you can hear is the soft and steady whoosh of your breath. In and out. In and out. It seems to echo endlessly in the darkness surrounding you, to the point where it seems as if it's the only thing that continues to validate your physical existence. Inhale and exhale. It seems to go on forever, even as your eyes flutter open and you awake to a harsh, bright light. Blinded, you attempt to shield your face from the glare, blinking the sleep from your eyes. Once your eyes adjust, you sit up and find yourself in a room that you've never seen before. You find that you are resting on a featureless slab of metal. A thin blanket has been tossed carelessly on the burnished metal floor below you, and a small pillow sits to your left. The rest of the room is empty. The walls made entirely of the same featureless black metal as the floor. While there is no visible light source, there is definitely light coming from something, and the strange white blue light floods the room with an unnatural force. Frightened, you jump to your feet. The last thing you remember, you were snug in your bed, drifting off to sleep. You pinch yourself once to try and wake yourself up, but you feel the pain and remain firmly planted in this strange place. You hear a soft click to your right, and you notice a small panel has opened in one of the walls, revealing a small red button near the corner of the room. You notice that the fear and anxiety that you have felt moments ago slowly fading into the back of your mind, replaced instead with a burning sense of curiosity. And while part of you may be reluctant, the greater half cannot help but scurry to the button. After only a moment's hesitation, you push it. You hear a satisfying whirring noise, and the smooth black wall in front of you seems to shiver and shift to the side, revealing an arched doorway. You peek through what was once the solid wall and see nothing but a long, thin hallway with walls and floors made of the same odd metal. Your curiosity pushes you to step through the passage, and as you do, you hear a low hum behind you. You turn to see that the doorway is no longer there, just a smooth wall of black metal. The light in this hallway seems to emanate from some invisible source as well, but is nowhere near as harsh as the previous room. In fact, it takes your eyes a small amount of time to adjust to the sudden change in luminosity. After a moment, you hear the same soft click as you had before, and notice that another small button has appeared, this time at the end of the hallway. There's nowhere to go but forward, and so you walk swiftly to the... Just as before, a door appears with a soft whir. There is yet another room, much larger this time. You step through the doorway and it snaps shut just as before. This place is huge, and while you can see one wall not 20 feet in front of you, it stretches as far as your eye can see to the left and right as well as up. There are countless shelves lined up along the floor like aisles in a warehouse, each stacked with strange colored cubes. Curious, you approach one of these shelves and reach for a brilliant red box. As you lift it off the shelf, you realize that it is actually a clear container, filled to the brim with some kind of liquid. You place the cube down carefully, worried about what kind of toxic chemicals or materials could be contained in this place. You hurry to the wall across from where you entered, your footsteps echoing a million times in the endless room. The button appears, and you push it, and another doorway opens. You step through without looking inside, and the door disappears behind you. You hear a guttural growl to your right. You turn towards the noise, just as a terrible howl reaches your ears. Some kind of animal, an awful mix of a bear and an owl and a snake and countless other things squat in the corner, fangs bared. It snarls and sprints at you, half of its legs seeming to barely function. You scream and try to run, but you trip over yourself in your panic and crash to the floor. The room is small, and there's nowhere for you to run, not even a button for you to push. You stand and turn back to the howling beast, trying desperately to think of how exactly you'll fight the monster off and see it stop several feet behind you. From this distance, you can see every fur and feather of the beast, each glistening fang. You can also smell it. Like nothing you've ever smelled before, the stench almost knocks you back to the ground. The thing swipes at you and you fall down anyway, raising your arms to protect yourself. However, the blow doesn't connect, and the monster lets out an irritated screech. It throws itself at you, but seems to run into some kind of barrier. Its mouth gnashes, and it claws desperately in your direction, clearly unable to reach you for some indiscernible reason. You can't help but be fascinated by the creature. It is nothing you've ever seen before, or ever imagined could have existed, and yet it was here. However, the stench was persistent, and as you begin to choke on the fumes, you hear a soft click and see the small button on the wall. Hurriedly, you push it and rush through the doorway, gasping in the fresh, crisp air in this new room. The area is small, only 6 or 7 feet square as far as you can tell, with a huge sphere of ice hovering in the center. You hear the small click and see the button appear on the opposite wall, but you're unable to reach it due to the massive ice structure blocking your path. You spend several minutes trying to find a way across the room to the button to no avail. However, you notice that the sphere seems to be melting ever so slowly. Drops of whatever liquid is composed of quietly slipping to the floor. It seems there is nothing for you to do but wait, alone. No way for you to leave. Nothing but a cold, empty room for you to be alone with your thoughts. Shivering, you check the progress of the melting ice for what seems like the millionth time, and see that finally there is enough room for you to pass. You hurriedly push the button and peek your head through the doorway. You are met with the glorious scent of food, and you feel your stomach begin to growl. Licking your lips, you scoot into the cozy room and look over the huge feast that is laid out before you. Any food you can imagine is present: turkey, enchiladas, spaghetti and meatballs, everything. Your mouth waters as you reach for your favorite dish, eager to eat something to warm you up as well as fill your empty stomach. As your hand reaches your desired meal, however, it vanishes. Frowning, you see something else that catches your eye and reach for that. Just as you're about to take it, it also vanishes. Frustrated, you look over the banquet table and happen to notice that your two dishes are now situated at the opposite end of the table. You try several times to grab the food your stomach is demanding from you, but to no avail. They disappear just as you're about to grasp them each and every time, appearing somewhere else on the massive feast table. You're about to cry from frustration when you hear the soft click that means it's time to move on. You push the button and enter another hallway that leads you to the smallest room yet, with hardly enough room for you to fit. Most of the space is taken up by a large, comfy chair with several seatbelts attached to it. With a heavy sigh, you sit in the chair and strap yourself in, fumbling slightly with the complicated belts and buckles of the seat. As you snap the last belt in place, a small panel appears in front of you with a familiar click, a larger red button sitting squarely in the center. As always, you push it. Here again, another worthy. The deep black backdrop lies in stark contrast to the brilliant blue and green that rotates below you. The stars sparkle and shine, and you can see the wide arm that is the Milky Way streaking across the sky at a wild angle. With a small hiss, the chamber you're sitting in awe in slowly shifts towards home. Towards Earth. You see the world's oceans and forests drifting gently below you, and it occurs to you that from this small chair, you can see the entirety of your existence from here. You can see everywhere that you've been, every home of every person you've ever known or ever heard of, everything that has ever been a part of your life. You sit, drifting slowly towards the planet that we call home, basking temporarily in the wonder that is space.